start off with those couple of reels so that. Right? Start your engines.
Thank you.
I get Greer's cup for the tea.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to do that one extra time, but it's a lovely tune anyway. So, how is the tempo? Good?
Perfect.
All right. Great.
All right. So, let me get my list. Let's do the Irish Watchman. I think we might have done this once before. I can't remember. It's such a great tune, and nobody plays it anymore. So the Irish Watchman and Sixpenny Money. So. And then. Okay. And I'll show you something interesting about the Irish Washwoman after we're done with this jig.
Huh?
One more time. Great little tune, that Sixpenny Money, isn't it? You know, it's kind of a really kind of simple tune, but it's got a nice bounce to it. So, my good friend Sean Smith, who plays with the band Lunasa, great fiddle player, he said, "Did you ever hear the Irish Rushhorn like this?" It sounds great as a reel, doesn't it? It's a brilliant, brilliant.
Very nice.
What was that? Okay. You know, it's kind of a fun thing, and I wish I could take credit for it, but I got it from Sean Smith. So Sean gets all the credit for that. All right. So let's do a hornpipe. So let me see. Let's do... A Stack of Wheat and Sonny Murray's. So I had the Sonny Murray's, I had to print out. And I thought there were tunes I didn't print, so I ended up with two copies. So now I think I have like 6 or 7 copies of some tunes. All right. So I had a young student, his name was Brian O'Connor. He's a brilliant doctor now. He hasn't played it. Well, he's playing again. He's in the Colorado area. And I taught him when he was 6 years old. And the first tune I taught him was the Stack of Wheat. Would you believe that? His very first tune. And his second tune, I said, "What would you like to learn?" He said, "The Old Gray Goose." Six or seven part jig, isn't it? I said, "Well, you know, that's kind of like pushing it a little bit." So he said, "But he said really." So we spent 6 months on the Old Gray Goose, and I forget what else I taught him. But anyway, he won the All Ireland under 15 3 times. But the second tune he learned was the Old Gray Goose. But the first one was the Stack of Wheat. All right. And then
right.
Billy Toons. All right. All right. So let's do Anderson's and about Anderson's and Lady on the Island. I was looking for my real stack and I couldn't find it. If you've never heard it, the one of the best versions of Anderson's, or one of the best recordings that I've ever heard, I really like a lot, is the on the Noel Hill Tony Lennon album. It's absolutely brilliant. So if you've never heard it, you should look it up. You'll probably find it on YouTube or somewhere like that. But it's a really lovely, lovely way they played it. So. Fluff. Lovely tunes.
Very nice.
Tempo was good?
Great.
Okay, good. Alright, let's slow it down. Let's do, we haven't done this in a while, I don't think. Madam Maxwell. I recorded this with Jerry O'Sullivan in 1990, and Such a beautiful piece of music. But of course, a lot of Greer. Cheers, my friend.
Hey. All right. Thank you.
This is my new teacup, Greer.
Yeah, looking good.
I didn't break it yet.
You'll get another one if you do.
All right. So as you know, this was written in the Baroque period. And so I just want to give you an example of the proper tempo for this melody, because it's actually quite fast. So this is how I recorded it with Jerry O'Sullivan. So that's really the tempo that tune should be played at. So when you get it, if you don't know it, or if you play it and you want to get a little bit better at it, you can increase that tempo. It really does it more justice for the Baroque feel that the way he wrote it, this melody. All right, a couple more reels. Let's do the Todd Bolton set. That's always a good one. Todd Bolton, Love for Clectra and the Sailor's Bonnet, as recorded by Michael Coleman in 1920. Okay, so those are the three tunes. God. Oh my God, I can't believe I spaced out. I can't believe I forgot that. I was looking at the chat. It's all Alina's fault because I was looking at the chat and I realized I left out the Wily Old Bachelor off the hornpipe set.
It's
so
okay.
You know what I did was my print is too big, so it kind of, you know, it goes underneath and stuff, and so I got confused. But it happens to everybody. One little spot of loss of concentration and you're done. All right, so let's go back to, I guess we'll go back to hornpipes maybe, or jigs. I don't know what jig do we want to play. Oh yeah, Eddie Kelly's and the Connickman's Rambles. Eddie Kelly's is one of my favorite tunes. So the, and so many Eddie Kelly's I noticed on, and then, so everybody knows the Connickman's Rambles, I believe. I'd be very surprised if you don't. I'm going to take another little sip of my tea. All right. 3, 4. Thank you. have it. A couple of great old standards. So I want to take, this is almost 5 o'clock, so I might as well do my commercial now. You probably all know already because you got the email, but we're having Lawrence Nugent.
Yay!
Coming up on Saturday for the Wheel of Mester Sessions. I'm just curious, how many of you are familiar with Lawrence?
I hadn't heard of him, but I looked at him on YouTube today.
Peggy, he is fantastic. And look, I know I say this on all of them, but I'm trying to promote the bloody things and promote each artist. But, I'm going to divulge this stuff on Saturday, but just in case, I just want to give you an idea. Lawrence was born in a place called Lack in County Fermanagh. And in 1975, I went to his house. I think I wrote that on the email, actually. But 74 or 75. And I actually remember, I was talking to Larry the other day, and I said, I remember sitting in your house by the table. They had a little table, kind of like an old-fashioned kitchen table, but it was in the living room. The houses are tiny there. So a little table by the front window, playing tunes with Lawrence's father. And Lawrence's father was a lovely fiddle player, and he belonged to the Pride of Erin Cayley band. And Lawrence's father, Sean Nugent, did the Coltus tour with me in 1979. But in 1975, I was sure, because I couldn't remember, and I was talking to Lawrence, and I said, you weren't playing then. He said, oh, Jez, no. He says, I was only five. So I got to play with Lawrence Nugent's father long before he started playing the flute and the whistle. But he's a fantastic player, and we've been friends ever since. So I hope a lot of you can make it. He really does. He has great swing in his music and great ability. I just saw a video, actually, if you want to go to YouTube. There's a video of Lawrence Nugent and Michael McGoldrick in a pub in Chicago jamming. Did you see that one, Peggy?
I shared it.
Oh, you did? Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I didn't post it, I don't think. Did I? I don't think I posted it.
I don't know. I didn't catch it. But I
the link.
And even when I can't keep up, it's like being in their homes and the conversation, it's rich. Yeah, it's worth it.
Well, I never saw that video before, and boy, I tell you, it was real. Bill, have you seen that video? Oh, you should check it out. You'd love it. You know, being a flute player, you'd love that video. I saw it for the first time today, and it's not great. The quality is not great, but the vibe is brilliant, you know? And
yeah, I'll have to look for it.
Yeah, they played I think it was the Earl's Chair they played. Yeah. Yeah, it's really worth looking at. But if you can make it Saturday, if you can't make it, again, I ask that you please share the information, get the word out there. I know we had 100 people for Martin, and I know that Lawrence is not Martin, but, I'd hate to see him get a really crappy crowd, you know, so.
I've got to give up another plug for Larry. He makes a whistle chirp like a nightingale. I've never heard anybody do what this man can do with a whistle.
Yeah, he's got, he's got that great northern style too, from the north of Ireland. So. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't think, Michael, is there anything else I need to address? Do you need to say anything? Okay. You guys by now know the drill. So, and listen, if I screw up on all this communication stuff, I hope you understand, this is not my forte, and that's why I had Lisa doing it. So Alina's going to step in on Saturday, right, Alina? And she's going to help with the master session on Saturday. So I am truly grateful for that. The stress relief for me has been greatly lifted. I'm not a writer, and I'm a one-fingered typer, so I do the best I can. And hopefully I won't screw up too much. All right, so let's do a couple more hornpipes. So let's do, you know what we'll do? Let's do McDermott's and Nat O'Byrne's, but let's do the Wily Old Bachelor first, seeing that I left it off that last set. Just love that tune. I got that from the great Patty O'Brien from Nina. And then three great tunes. If you're interested, I recorded McDermott's and Lad O'Byrne's on my, my Celtic Fire CD, I think. All right, so.
Thank you.
Great tunes, aren't they? I've been playing those tunes for so long, but it's hard to get used to playing them slow when you're so used to playing them, you know. You get the fingering, the muscle memory, you know. All right, let's do. Why don't we do She Begs You More? Is that is that it?
No, that's Fanny.
Oh, that's Fanny?
Yeah.
Let's do a little Fanny then. Come play with my Fanny. I'm sorry, I'm feeling bad. That's my British Monty Python humor coming out of me. So, we had a few people join us. So, let me see. Brian, how are you? Dave, good to see you. Ellen, I didn't say hello earlier. Jan, my God, it's so long. I haven't seen you in so long. That woman makes me laugh every day. And sometimes she laughs at me too. Charles, how are you, brother?
I'm good, John. You?
I'm doing all right. I'm good to see you. Sam, good to see you. Benita, Liz, and Serena, and Josie, and Brenda, and Claire, and I got everybody, I think. Leslie, Ellen, how are you, darling? Good to see you. All right. I got that over and done with. So. Thank you. Such a beautiful piece of music. All right, let's do I shouldn't be playing the basses probably, but let's do Over the Moor to Maggie. Devaney's Goat. And the Cool Fodder. How's that? Everything okay? Any comments? Anybody want to say anything? Okay, we're all
playing that.
What was that?
I love it when you play everything, but Oh, Carolyn is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Carolyn's, yeah, I mean, what a brilliant, brilliant writer. So, thank you, Elizabeth. So, if you're going by the music here and you get it off the session, to start this tune, just scrub the pickup. Start on the G, so much better. It's a nicer start. And that always confuses me, that pickup there. Right, and then... I play it in the other key too, but we're doing this key, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
Give me 1 second, folks. I've got to stretch for 1 second. There you go.
Need anything?
Huh?
Did you need anything?
I can't say that in public.
Oh. All right.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I think we're getting through them good tonight. All right.
Here's some sacred earth from O'Carolan's grave.
Where?
Right here. Where the hell is this? Let's see this. Where's my damn picture? I don't know. What the hell? What's going on here?
I don't know. You tell me. Pray for your trouble, Greer.
I'm no technician, that's for sure. I'll get it later and show you.
Okay. Show me. Show us next time.
Got it.
All right. What the heck am I doing here? We could do The Cuckoo's Nest and Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. How's that? Let's see if I have the bloody music for The Cuckoo's Nest. Those are jigs. These are my hornpipe. There we go. How's everybody doing? We're doing okay? You hanging in there?
Doing good.
I will say that somebody else made that comment, one of my peers, I guess. Or maybe it was Martin on Saturday or something about the, you know, the set, this is great and the session is great, but the it's so quiet, you know. So if you're in a session in a bar or something, you got to, bottles clanking and people chatting and, you know. And if you're me, you might climb on the tables or something like that, crazy. So, which reminds me, I just wanted to say, I just want to put out there again, I'm sure you've seen it and you've heard me talk about it, but I will be doing my tour of Ireland, bringing my group to Ireland the last week of March with the Wild Atlantic Music Tours. I was very happy. I got a message today that I got 2 more people signed up from California, signed up for today. And as you know, I like to session. And you guys want to session with me for a week in Ireland along the Wild Atlantic Way? I'd love to have you. So you just go to wildatlanticmusictours.com. There's a whole bunch of tours. Kevin Crawford's doing a tour, and Socks in a Frying Pan. I think Eileen Ivers is doing a tour. But my one will have more tunes than any of them, so, and more tunes that everybody can play. Don't tell Kevin Crawford I said that. Right? So there you go. When she's running that fast, she's usually chasing me around the house. Probably to get me to do something. So hang on a second.
Thank you.
good luck, you mean it. One of my favorite tunes right now, Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. Such a great, great tune.
That's so good. Yeah, it's a great one.
All right. Jigs again, maybe. And then let me see what I got going on. OBE. The Shandon Bells. And Hardigan's Fancy, if I can find my where I put my jigs. That's my home pipes. I somehow have lost my jigs. What did I do with the bloody things? Well, you know, it is my mind. It wasn't attached to my body. Did I bury him? Did I put this back in the wrong place? Oh, what's going on here? That's, no. Well, you know what? I don't know what I did. So does it, can anybody remind me how Hardigan's Fancy goes? Can't hear you.
Is it the same as Humors of Enestamon?
I don't know. Let me hear it. Yeah. So let's do that one first, so I don't mess it up, and we'll do the Shandon Bells after that. Distinct memories of my father lilting the Shandon Bells in the house, and he was a good lilter. My father, he was really good. It's very popular actually in County Wexford. A lot of All Ireland champion lilters came from County Wexford. Leo Carty, God rest his soul, was one of them. He won the All Ireland 9 times lilting. Of course, I can't lilt very well, but I almost lost it, Alina. I almost lost it there, but I got it. I found it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I love that tune. It reminds me so much of my father.
What is that tune again, John? What's the name of that last tune?
Shandon Bells.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Right. I remember, yeah.
It's got, you know, no pun intended, but it has such great lilt to it, you know? I mean, it does have a lilt. It's a really good, danceable tune. All right, so let's see. Why don't we finish off with, because it's already 10 of. So we have a choice, Shaskeen and Man of the House, or we could do The Morning Dew and the Silver Spear, or we could do The Congress and the Ships Are Sailing, or we could do them all. That would test you guys, wouldn't it? Why don't we do, I'll tell you what, we'll start off with the Shaskeen, and I will change my mind. Let's do The Morning Dew into the Silver Spear, into the Congress, into the Ships Are Sailing, into the Shaskeen, and then Men of the House. We'll do them all twice, except Men of the House we'll do three times. How's that? I'm feeling brave. All right. Now all I have to do is remember the bloody order. That's good. All right. I started on the wrong bloody E. Stop there because I can't remember the Sheskin record. I mean, the Sheskin. Let's do the Sheskin, but I just can't remember how it goes. So, can somebody help me how the Sheskin starts? Don't all rush at once. Oh, I have to do all the bloody work here? Hang on, let me go to the other screen. Maybe I got better helpers over there.
I think I found it. There you go.
Michael, you always come to the rescue. Michael, you're a star. And I love this tune, too.
Thank you.
Everybody. So I gave it my best shot at the end.
but
very nice. we made it. Well, you said the Irish Washerman reel, but so I don't know. I don't know how everybody else feels about that. It's a really great tune, but nobody plays it except me.
I think that'd be fun.
So what do you think, Elena?
I like that idea.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll start it. We'll start the wave from the west coast all the way east. Sure. You want me to play it slow? Swing to it, you know?
Yeah, that is a lot
sure
of fun.
Sure you will.
I don't know how the Irish Rushman feels about it, but maybe that's when the machine was on high speed.